NewRadioSportsNetwork.com. Time for a Lemons Water Care water break with the head coach of the Gibraltar Vikings football team, Mike Peck. And coach, we'll highlight the kids here in a second, but first of all, how happy are you that you've gotten the opportunity to talk football with the kids over the last few weeks, and also getting to look at some game film as well? You have to be just as excited as the kids at this point.
Yeah, it's been a journey, but we're glad that we get to be back on the practice field and just get to try and trend back towards normal.
And take us through a little bit of what these last few days of practice have been like for you, as you know, once again, they're coming off a basketball season instead of working their way to it, instead of dealing with kids coming back from, you know, summer jobs and vacations. They've been into it a little bit here. What has those experiences been like so far this season?
The part that was the best is we had kids that came in shape. We didn't have to spend a lot of time in our pre-camp getting in shape. With the kids that played basketball, however, some of our kids aren't basketball players, so they haven't played any athletic sports since November beforehand. So those kids, we had to work in slowly. So it's been kind of a gentle balance to try and get everybody up to speed and ready to go for the game tonight.
And when we take a look at how this season was constructed, obviously this is going to be a season unlike any other. It's going to be, instead of the 9, hopefully 10 games. You got a 5-game sprint to the end of the season. No playoffs at the end of it. And, of course, who knows what Mother Nature can throw you in the spring here. How have you prepared your team for the uniqueness that this season will bring?
We've kind of kind of taking an interesting approach this spring that we're kind of all for fun, knowing that there's no playoffs and knowing that at the end of our season we're overlapping with quite a string in our baseball season already. So we just want the kids to have fun, go out there, do their best, try and improve from day to day. And ultimately we got 5 seniors on our team that they got 5 more chances to strap the pads on, and that's what we're trying to make it the best experience we can for them. Knowing that, like you said, at the end there's not a playoff system set up, so we're just going to have fun and see where the chips fall.
And what has that meant to you to have those seniors come back? Obviously, you know, they're smack dab in a baseball season where they have an opportunity to go to state. Coming off a basketball season, their eyes could be elsewhere. So they obviously could have just easily taken a few months off, but it's got to mean a lot to you that they are choosing to play football this spring.
Yeah, it goes into what we've been building here for the last couple of years, about how just about every day when we leave, the kids always want to break down at the end and say the word family. So I think that it makes me feel like they truly feel like they're an important piece of what we're doing, and they see the value of being there for the younger kids so that they can grow up and hopefully become seniors like them and hopefully carry on the successful tradition we've started here at Gibraltar.
Early on in these practices, who are the players that have really stuck out to you so far?
Luke Siebes, Spencer Krauss, and Sam Lindenberg have been probably the standouts early. We're going to need contributions from everybody. We've been a little shorthanded over the past few days due to a quarantine situation. We'll be back to full strength for Friday night. But we've kind of had these three leaders that we had last year kind of step up, and they've been really solid in practice and taking a leadership role and showing the younger kids how to get things done.
And you mentioned being shorthanded. How has that made just running a practice, something maybe you've taken for granted in years past, how has that gone?
It's an interesting situation. We offensively, it's been okay. I mean, we've done, instead of running against live people, we run a lot more of our plays against barrels, which don't move, so it makes the blocks easier, but at least the kids can get a look at what the front that we think NEW is going to run against us tonight. Defense, we actually didn't have a scout team, so we actually had to do a lot of half-line stuff, so it was a new experience for our kids. I think they adjusted well considering the situation, and we did the best that we could, and we'll be ready to play tonight.
And you mentioned already the opponent, NEW Lutheran, a win there the last time that you were able to face them all the way back in September of 2019. on their baseball diamond. What do we know about this team? Because obviously you got to go way back to look at film on these guys, and you don't necessarily have all that information in front of you.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of information about what they're bringing this spring, but I know in past, we know they'll be disciplined. They're a very solid blocking team, and they probably will try to keep us from getting to the edge and using our speed. So, I mean, we know that that's kind of the way that they play. We're ready for it. We're going to try and see what we can do to try and get them out of some of their habits. I'm sure they're going to do the same thing with us because they're in the same boat, not really knowing a whole lot about who's where and what we have based on. There's no film. We didn't go to a scrimmage, so there was no film to exchange on scrimmage films. So it's going to be an interesting night.
And when you take a look at that team, if I remember right, they're a pretty big running team and playing, relatively undermanned and things like that. How do you prepare against a team that runs the ball like that and you're not 100% sure what to do with it?
We talked about, especially for us on defense, we just have to be sound. We have to know the principles of the defense, understand how it's going to work, and not try to do too much because that's when big plays are going to happen for them. So we want our guys to be responsible for their gaps, make sure they're playing their position and not trying to play two more positions, opening up big holes, because we don't want to give them any big lanes. We're a very, very sound defense that bend. We talk about bending and not breaking, so we're fine with them getting 1 or 2 yards. We just don't want to give up 10, 15, 20 a play, and if they can go 40, 30, 15, 20 plays to score, we'll clap our hands and tell them good job, and hopefully next time we'll be able to stop them.
Well, time to fill in the blank. Coach, Gibraltar wins this game if?
I think it's going to come down to two things tonight, and it's going to be tackling and ball security. So as long as we can get, five, six guys to the ball and get them on the ground right away, and then likewise when they're tackling us, we can keep hold of the ball and not put it on the ground.
Gibraltar, NEW Lutheran, coming up at 7 p.m. on 105.1 The GOAT. We've been joined by the Gibraltar head football coach, Mike Peck. Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
You're listening to the new Radio Sports Network.